Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome you to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani. I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I'm a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I am also a past life and hugging guru. But most of all, I'm a clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani. And Crystal is a spirit-guided, intuitive life coach.
And an angel talker. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. Tools you can be sure that the decisions you're making are the right ones for you, and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at comfysoul.com and also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember you are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others.
We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, either live or via a downloaded podcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. And you can find all of this info again on blogtalkradio.com at Guided Souls and also on our individual websites at pastlifeguru.com and comfysoul.com. With that being said, let the magic begin.
So today, we're talking about, and we're asking you the question, are you feeling emotional? Do you need to learn the balance between humanity and spirituality? Are you fighting crying? Has a retrograde already started to hit you? Are you having issues with getting projects done?
I thought you said, are you fighting crime? I think that would be against everything that we're feeling right now. The ability to fight crime is probably not going to happen.
Well, some officers just have to go into work and do their job. They can't help it.
That's right.
Are you exhausted? So we'll talk about that in a moment. Can't seem to wake up? These are all part of the new moon energy and retrograde energy. And it's about finding balance between your humanity and your spirituality. What do I mean by that? A lot of spiritual people they believe that they're so spiritual that they forget about their human side. They forget about, sometimes you have to tell people, no, I can't do that. I'm not okay with your doing that. And I can't waste time and energy with you continuing to do that. Lord knows we've all been through it. One of the things that's coming up for me right now, is watching people mimic you. And I think we had someone say, Kimra say about her website.
So some of you probably are on a Facebook group for Freedom Hackers Mastermind with Kimra Luna. This is a friend of Medium Ishani, and we've grown up together, working together as entrepreneurs. And so Kimra posted a post the other day and wanted to highlight that she was aware that people were full aware of what her branding colors were. that she'd launched a new website and had shared her website and that she acknowledged that people enjoyed what she had done with her website, that her graphic designer had done a fantastic job of making personal logos and making the website in a way that it wasn't easy to copy. So her images, her animations, her colors, etc. And because her previous website, she had noticed a lot of people just kind of like mimic. And so she made a post on her Facebook page and had asked people to share their website and put out their promotion on this particular day. And she went through and she clicked on the website and while going through the promos realized these websites kind of look exactly like mine. And she went crazy, decided to make a blast out to everybody in her Facebook group and say, hey, quit copying me. These are specifically my colors, silver, chartreuse, and I don't know, something like burgundy or maroon or something like that. I forget. But anyway, I thought that it was funny that a bunch of people who were like, oh my God, I can't believe people did that. And the other group of people were, well, mine's different because it's silver and turquoise and this. And so they were obviously using a derivative of whatever it was she was doing, saying it wasn't exactly hers and defending them using those colors.
So what comes up is, what's interesting about that is some people have no qualms about copying you. And sometimes I remember telling myself when I was younger, when I was even in high school, be careful what you tell people you want. Be careful what you tell people about your desires. Be careful about what you say your dreams are. Tell the right people what your dreams are, because they're going to push you. They're going to continue to help you be consistent, and they're going to continue to help you be accountable to yourself. The wrong people will either take exactly what you're doing and be jealous at it, be angry that you're doing it, and then try and do their own thing. It's crazy. It's insanity. Here's some of the crazy thing that comes out, and I'm bringing it up for a reason, and we're going to get around this. It's like you didn't have a boyfriend or girlfriend for a while. All of a sudden, you have an incredible, awesome boyfriend or girlfriend. And all of a sudden, your friends were nowhere to be found. Now all of a sudden, they want to go hang out with both of you. You go to the bathroom. Next thing you come back, your boyfriend tells you, hey, your girl was kind of hitting on me, man. It's nothing. She's just that way.
Your good boyfriends will tell you that.
Your good boyfriends will tell you that. And then later on, you find out, hey, she's poking around. She's trying to hit me up on Facebook. She's all kinds of things. And here's where I'm going with that. They want what you have. They want what you have so bad that they are willing to take what you have. And so this comes into the balance. You have to balance who's in your life. You have to balance who's around you. And this can hurt you. This, going through the retrograde, going through the new moon energy, will get you to look back at what happens. And spirit does this to make you clear out all that energy. This has to go. It's not working for you. Get rid of it.
And for those of you who don't know anything about new moon energy or retrograde, it doesn't matter. You still feel it anyway.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're going through this, you're already in it. If you're already feeling emotional, you're already there. Spirit is asking you to balance your life. Spirit is asking you to take a look at what's going on. If you do not, and you're out of balance to where you're overly spiritual, and you find out that people are now trying to pick on you, Spirit is making you look at that, because this was your contract. And if you're not spiritual at all and you don't even meditate, you're going to get sick. You're going to have to go in there and check on yourself, and Spirit's going to beat you up until you do it. So I noticed that you have to have the balance. You have to know what's going on. You have to understand your emotions and where they're coming from. And once you do that, you will become an incredible, beautiful flower, and you will blossom.
So what you just said about needing to meditate or spirit will beat you up. Don't take that too literally. There's your own kind of beating that comes from it, and then the beating that spirit gives you while they're trying to communicate with you. And meditating doesn't mean you have to sit in lotus position for hours at a time and receive messages and force your earballs to hear the vibrations that are coming through and translate them into some sort of telepathy. It doesn't have to be that way. You can have open-eyed meditations where you're going on walks. You can have meditations where you are talking out loud, like when we do coaching with people. People are meditating on their thoughts and their emotions and their feelings and their words as they're speaking to us and sharing what's going on with them. And this matters because it's important to be able to reflect, whether it's outward or inward. They kind of go hand in hand when you're in this kind of contemplative, meditative process. One transitions into the other, no matter where you started. So when you are right now going through this feeling of being afraid that what you're doing right now isn't enough, you're not moving fast enough, things aren't working fast enough, your computer pooped out on you, the retrograde's already kicking in, your electronics are going haywire, it took you forever to call into the show or get on Blog Talk to find something what you wanted. There's a guilt and a shame that comes with that that we need to recognize and pay attention to. And Spirit has been very loud with me over the last week and a half or so, probably actually a little longer, about the feelings of shame. And I want to explain that for a moment so you can identify what it is that entails. So somebody might have said to me, oh, you must feel shame and you must feel bad and this is what's coming up for you. And I would have immediately said, no, I'm not ashamed of anything. I stand up. I say what I want to say. I'm there for everything that I want to say and do. And that's not exactly the truth, because when I finally saw the synchronicity of the word shame come up and I realized Spirit was trying to show me something, I said, okay, let's actually look up the word shame and see what it means. And so I went there, and what came up surprised me. And the reason it surprised me is for what I just said. It has everything to do with the fact that I live and speak in my truth, and I know that everything I say and do, I'm not ashamed of. I stand by it. But shame actually means a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. It doesn't necessarily mean that you feel you were wrong and foolish, because obviously when you did something, you probably stood by it and ran with it. Where the shame comes in is when you're humiliated, you're mortified by a comment somebody has made, you're embarrassed by someone's reaction to you, where you may have meant to do something that you meant well, and other people might have seen that you meant well. Now you're in front of one person who threw it back at you with some kind of vengeance and said, I don't agree with you. I don't think it was right that you did that. You shouldn't have done that. And then you go, what? You're crazy. I did it. I stood by it. I was fine with it. And then it starts to sink in, and it sinks in a little more, and you spend a little time with it. 10, 15, 30 minutes later, you're like, out of the blue in a conversation with your partner or your friend, I can't believe that person said that. And you start going down that rabbit hole. I can't believe they challenged me on that. They obviously didn't understand what I meant. You want to get back on Facebook and rebut, you know, what their comment was, and you want to stand up for yourself. And at the same time, you have this feeling in the back of your mind where you're like, did I do something wrong? Did something go wrong here? Did I screw up? If one person felt like that, do other people feel like that? And there's so many things that happen with our emotions that really make it difficult to get back in balance. Because when we start to believe those feelings and those thoughts that we had from other people, now we begin to feel this little bit of shame. So, how do we get back out of this?
So, when you're in that mode, when you're having that feeling, of I'm not doing the right thing. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. It's here, let's talk about this for a moment. If you're one of those people who likes to have sex in public, there's other people who don't. That's your truth right now.
You sure went right there, didn't
you? Yeah, that's your truth right now. You're having sex in public, you're enjoying yourself, you're whatever. You're knocking it out of the park, you're having fun, you smile on your face. The people next to you are like, what the F? What the hell's wrong with you? Why are you doing that? You're nasty, you're dirty, blah, blah, blah.
I think this would explain why sodomy is legal and illegal in different states.
Definitely. So you can do whatever you desire, and that be your truth at the time. No one else can tell you whether or not it's right or wrong. That's your truth. The shame comes in to where you, whether or not you feel you're in balance or not. If you don't feel you're in balance, then there's shame. If you do feel you're in balance, but you feel like you're being told what to do, there's more shame. So you have to find yourself. So we're gonna bring that back for a moment about this energy and how it's working. I know for a fact, when I was doing my school for the spiritually gifted, and I'm working this, and I'm teaching people all the time, and I had different students come in, and different family, different soul family members come in, and sometimes we weren't in balance. And what I mean by that is I let people in who maybe I didn't think were the most spiritual. Maybe I didn't think they were at that level yet. But who am I? So I allow them in. And then I notice disturbances. I notice how they're disturbing other people. And then, hold on, let's take a step back for a moment. They were going saying how I was disturbing people. So, again, there it is. It shows up again. People have different opinions about different things, and they can come to your class and your course and say, well, I expected this. And then you say to yourself, or you tell them, why did you expect that? Because my course clearly says something else. Well, I had a thought in my mind of how I thought it should be, and it's not that way. Well, whose fault is that? You have to look at yourself for a moment and say, I created this, but you desired this. It's like going to see a movie. Rather than accepting the movie just for what it is, we go into the movie theater expecting it to be something else, taking pieces and bits from other movies and saying, I want this movie to look like this. But hold on. If you take all of those parameters off that movie and just enjoy it as it is, you're going to find yourself having a good time. But if you say, I want it to be like this movie, part of this movie, and it all depends on what movies you've seen, right? So think about that for a moment. This is how your life is. This is how balance with spirituality and humanity is. For some of us, your spirituality can be Christian. For some of us, your spirituality can be Islam. For others, it can be a Jewish background. So you have to take that and say, well, what do I want? So you come on the show and you say, well, what can I take from this? Are they wrong? Maybe in some aspects you may think we're wrong, but how does this resonate with you? Because spirituality and spirit is universal. It doesn't matter what religious background you are. It's going to resonate no matter what. Spirit is going to find an aspect of you that we're mirroring right now. And we're mirroring that for a reason. So I can help myself and at the same time help others.
So I know that when I was younger, my ears are already ringing. I don't even know what I'm about to say yet, but apparently spirit's going to channel through my mouth. So when I was younger, I had a lot of these feelings of shame, and I didn't know where they came from. I was like an awesome kid, straight A's, didn't talk back, didn't cause problems, didn't run off and do crazy things. I was like an easy-to-deal-with child. Just let's make sure my parents don't call in right now.
Nobody really knew you.
They're out there. I know you guys are listening, and you're out there. You can vouch for me. So when these when I would have a moment of fun. You know what? I'm going to throw myself under the bus right now and tell this story. So I was sitting in the first day of sixth grade, and we were in a classroom with new people, except for those few that came from your own school, you know what I mean? So they knew you already. So there was a friend of mine who's still a friend to this day, and we had to go around the classroom and share something about ourselves so people could get to know us. So the question was, say your name, what you like and what you don't like. And he said his name, and he said, I love money and I hate leaky markers. And I thought that was great. It was creative. It was out of the box. It showed his personality. It was like a perfect statement. It worked for me, right? Of all the 30-some-odd statements in the room, I remember that one. I don't remember what I said, but his was fun for me. So I laughed. And when I laughed, this girl blurted out and said, "Shut up, you giggling flirt." And my heart stopped. And I had to sit there for a minute and say, I was just laughing at this new person's sharing themselves. I liked what they said. I laughed wholeheartedly. I laughed fully with my heart wide open. And this girl sniped at me and said, "Shut up, you giggling flirt." And I will never forget those words for the rest of my life. First, I had to think of what a flirt meant to see if I was being that. Then I had to figure out, did I do something wrong by laughing? Then I had to figure, why is she so angry at me? And the list goes on and on and on. And to this day, I still think about that. So many things that we have in our lives that come up like that, that we will always think about. It happens. And it's normal. And that's the human part of us. This is us, rehashing things that have happened, hurts we've had, fears that have occurred. And it still hurts. But it doesn't hurt like it used to, because now I've come to terms that you're not going to keep everybody happy. And that when people snipe at you like that, they're either teaching you a lesson or they're showing you who they really are. They're telling you what they're uncomfortable with. They're showing you that they've been hurt. So it took me a long time, and I realized that she was probably attracted to this person or just didn't like me, period, and didn't want me to have a good time, didn't want me to have fun, and definitely didn't want me to have fun with somebody else.
Right. You have that energy for a reason, and when it comes up, it makes us take a look at a lot of things. I know I've had not exactly like that, but there was a time, well, let me go back for a moment. I was at that time, the same energy that you were, fun, loving, full of life, talked to everybody, had fun with everybody, had a trillion friends, and made friends very easily. And I didn't know until my adulthood that some of the friends that I had were quietly hating on me because I made friends so quickly. I didn't know that they were still holding things from childhood, and I'm talking about best friends. I'm talking about people that were very, very close. And it's crazy how they say, hold your friends close, hold your enemies close, but your friends closer, or
the opposite.
Close
your friends close and hold your enemies closer.
Even closer. But then you find out sometimes that your best friends can be your worst enemies. And again, we're going back to the balance. So let me finish my story. When I had this friend, and he seen my whole high school life, you know, very popular. I had lots of friends, like I said. And later on, in my 20s and early 30s, they were saying it came out. I wanted to be you. He said, I wanted to be you.
He fessed up, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to be you so bad. And this is where the hate comes in for some of the people who are not like you, or some of the people who are more quiet and reserved. And again, they're putting their mental facilities on what they expect you to be, their upbringing, how they were, what they wanted, all of that on you. And you're not always going to be able to satisfy them, but you can continue to be yourself regardless. One of the things I've learned doing this business is when you have something, and I'm not just talking about this business, I'm talking about when I was doing clothing, when I was working with models, when I was doing all kinds of things, people want what you have, and they will stop at nothing to become that you that you were. But now you stepped into your own, and you're doing something different. And as long as you don't stop, they can never catch up. Going to have these feelings of, people still get mad at me today. Why does Spirit always talk to you? Why does Spirit always give you all this information? What's wrong with me? Why can't Spirit give me this information? What's the problem? I'm just listening. That's the difference between you and I. So when this is happening, you have to be assertive. You have to become steel. You have to become powerful. You have to become you. You have to be you. You have to hold your own. You have to say, this is me. And when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm not doing something right, hey, yeah, tell me. I want to hear it. I definitely want to hear it. But then again, when you tell me something that I'm doing, if I'm doing something wrong, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to analyze it. Thought this was wrong. But I don't think this is wrong. I think this is right for me, and I'm doing it at this moment. If it's wrong for you, this is where we don't agree. And it's okay for you to have your opinion and I to have mine. But you're going to live your life, and I don't want you living mine. You're not going to live who I am. I'm going to continue to be me. So this is where, again, you come in and you begin to learn yourself, live yourself, and be you. And that's all you can be. You can't be anybody else. I can act like Bill Cosby. I can make jokes like Bill Cosby.
You probably didn't use the best example.
I don't give a rat. But as a comedian, I can act like Eddie Murphy, and I can do Eddie Murphy's jokes. But no matter what, I'm not going to be Eddie Murphy.
No, you were fine with your Cosby, because he's known in who he is.
I bet he is. We're not even going to go there. But so you have to live your life. You have to do the things you so desire. And when you get into this rut, and when you start feeling sad, Spirit, again, is allowing you to look at what's happening in your life when you're feeling emotion. When you're feeling so emotional, you just want to burst out in tears. You cry. Let it out. Allow it to happen. Because Spirit is, through that cleansing, going to show you something else. And if you say, okay, you know what, I haven't been doing this. This is what is going to get me to the next level. If I just listen to the advice, fine, that's great. I'm going to get to the next level. But if it's so overbearing where, no, this is not working for me at all, what you're saying is not my truth. You're not going to talk to me that way. You're not going to continue to allow I'm not going to be treated that way. But then you move on. And this is where you find your balance. And when you begin, again, as we talk about, you finding your truth, if you do not find your truth within yourself, it will begin to beat you up. And I got sick the other day. I literally got sick the other day, and I went through it last night because I was looking at my emotions. I was looking at my life. I was looking at where I was. I had to sit there with my head down. And normally when your head down, it's not always a good thing. With my head down, looking at my life, like, what the hell is going on? What am I manifesting? What am I doing to myself? Where do I want to be? And answer those hard questions. And then things begin to open up. I'm going to change my energy. I'm going to change who I'm going to be. But when I go to sleep, I'm going to sleep one way. And when I wake up, I'm going to wake up a different way. When you make that decision, then Spirit will work with you. And this is where you find the balance between your spirituality and your humanity.
So there was a good comment in the chat room here. Thank you, Jules 33. I'm gonna use that as an example, saying, yes, we're the only beings on Earth that hold in emotions. Animals shake it off. And if you're a fan of Eckhart Tolle, you might have seen his example of this. So Eckhart Tolle answered a woman one time who was saying that she couldn't get over, she couldn't forgive, couldn't move on when people would confront her. This energy would constantly be combative against her, and she had her opinion and they had theirs, and how to break through that. And he said, have you ever watched ducks in a pond? And she's like, yeah. And he says, these ducks, they'll swim by each other, they bump into each other, and every so often there's a squabble. And they'll go to town, there's feathers flying, and quack, 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 and then start eating each other's faces, right? And they're like pecking at each other and taking each other down and biting each other in the booty. And then it's over. It's done. They'll take a little swim, they come back towards each other, and you're waiting for them to fight again because you just saw what happened. And then they swim off together, right off into the sunset to the other side of the pond, like nothing freaking happened.
Or they forgive, and then they move on. They go on with life because there are some animals, like I had two dogs, who attacked each other over and over and over again. I had two German shepherds that I adopted one, and the one that we adopted attacked my other one because it was jealous of the love that it was getting prior to it came in there, and it wanted to dominate. And you separate them, and sometimes you hold on, and those ducks decided, this ain't worth it, man. We're cool. We're always going to be cool. It's like when you're little kids, and you guys have a little fight. Ah, I hate you. Ah, okay, I want to play tag. You want some of my candy? Here, take this, because I love you. But as we become adults, we don't always do that anymore.
Wait, as adults, should we just carry candy around?
We should. Here, take this Jolly Rancher. Love you.
Love you, Jolly Ranchers, Snitchy Poochies.
And then you're having good times again. But again, like the dogs, they went back to each other over and over and over and over again because the dog that I had was disturbed. It had issues. It had things that happened in a dog's life already. And when these animals come into your life, you have to help them find the balance. It's for a reason. They're balancing with your life, and you're helping them find the balance. And it's an observation into what's happening into your life at that moment.
I'm laughing because, as you said, you use the dogs as an example. I heard our little Miss Ginger over here go,
So she knew. She's like, mm-hmm.
She's like, don't talk about me. I heard you say dog.
Mm-hmm. So you have to look at your life at that moment when things are coming up like that, as you brought up the ducks, and you were able to see two ducks swim away. And then the thought that I went to was the two German shepherds attacking each other. And why was that happening in my life? And we're mad at the animal. We're like, what the hell is your problem? Get your crap together. But when your animal finds balance in your home, then you become balanced. And when your animal is balanced, when your home is balanced, then your animal will be balanced. And it will, sometimes you will get something into your life that's not balanced. And you can either decide to push it away, work on it, or move on. And again, here's where your spirituality comes in. And here's one of the problems that some people have.
Your animal might be your husband, too. So staying balanced might help out.
I don't even get that. Is that the German shepherd that's going to bite your face?
Yeah. You might have a German husband. And he's like, rawr. And you're like, rawr. And you keep poking the German. He's going to take you down.
There's a lot of rawr going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of rawr going on.
Okay.
But if you're able to stay balanced and kind of let somebody else go crazy on their own, they will come down 20 notches, and eventually they're going to get tired of just being crazy all by themselves. So try that out.
Definitely. So back to my thought here. When you're balanced and your animal is balanced, everything falls into place. But when you're out of balance, again, you choose who you're going to bring into your life. And where I was going with that was, a lot of spiritual people think that we're fixers. I want to fix you. I'm going to fix you. You're not right. Who told you they're not right? Did they ask you for help? One of my spiritual teachers that I worked with before, he said, I'm no longer fixing people. I know I'm a healer. And we had somebody in one of our spiritual churches that decided to go home early, had cancer. She was surrounded by healers. And she told everybody, I don't need healing. I'm okay. But we can help you. We can heal you. We can bring you back into balance. Ultimately, it's only her who could have ever brought herself back into balance. We could put all the healing and love, and we can allow the tissues to recover. And once we're done and she goes home, the tissues are going to break down again because she's out of balance. So ultimately, it was up to her whether or not she wanted to stay here with us on this plane, and she decided to go home. She made that decision. And he told me, I am no longer fixing people who do not ask.
Oof, that was a big lesson for me. Humongous lesson. How much pain and misery did I put myself through almost my entire life by trying to help somebody who didn't ask for help, who didn't really want it to change, who wanted to be a victim or who wasn't going to do the work, knew what they needed to do but didn't want to do it. They just wanted someone to agree with them or listen to them or hear them but not actually do something about it. And to give advice and to feel like, why didn't you follow my advice? Like, I'm helping you, but you got to do this. Come on, let's go. There's so much pain and misery that you put yourself through by trying to help somebody who isn't willing to help themselves. And it really takes your energy level down to, like, zero. And then you get angry, and you feel bad for them on top of being angry. It's just a whole huge cycle. It's really, really difficult.
I know for a fact I have been through this situation multiple times. Sometimes I still go through it, where you're at such a level that you've reached, and you're constantly learning, but you don't have to learn the lessons that they're learning at this time, and you can allow them to learn those lessons, but you must go on. You must go on. It's like a teacher in a classroom. Going in the classroom and teaching every student one-on-one, and you really can't do it. You can't sit there and do it all the time. You have to teach your lesson so that the general class gets it. And then you can go in there and help as many students as you can. But your classroom time can't be spent on one student all day long, even when they need help. Remember, there's 29 other students in that 30-student class that need your help. And if you find yourself in this life where, oh, man, it was such a lesson for me, where I'm coming back down from the level that I was from the teaching that I have learned to teach somebody else. And then once they got to that level, they disappeared. And I know so many people who have went through this, and it's so crazy. I know people who tell the stories of having somebody move into their home and then having their relationship destroyed because that other person was trying to destroy their relationship. But you were trying to help them. You were trying to help them get to the next level, and they're destroying your relationship. They're destroying the relationship you have between husband and wife. They're trying to come in between that. I've heard that story so many times. I've heard a story where somebody used to go to dinner with this friend all the time. And then when they got to dinner, the friend would just pour, spill, spew, dump. And they felt like a dumping ground. They would leave the dinner and be worn out, sick. Like, what happened here? Yeah, I allowed you to let go, but when I was trying to do my thing, you didn't want to hear it. You took my advice. You didn't use it. So I don't want to talk to you about that anymore. Fine then. I don't want to go to dinner with you anymore. Whoa, what just happened there? I thought we were friends. Finds out that I'm not a friend. I'm more of a dumping ground. So when I learned that lesson of, okay, I'm going to, you're not there yet. It's okay. I love you. I respect you. I respect your journey, but I have to go. And this is a lesson you have to learn on your own. You asked me for my advice. I gave it to you. I'm not going to shove it down your throat. I'm not going to change you. I have to go. I have to continue my journey. I have to continue with my progress. This is also my life. I thank you for being a soulmate in my life and teaching me what I needed to learn, because this is what I needed to learn. I needed to learn that you are who you are. Enjoy your life. I'm going to enjoy mine.
It's my life. It's now or never. Yeah. Come on, bring it in.
I don't know that song. You're weirding me out.
Bon Jovi, man.
Okay.
All right, so I want to take a few minutes and talk about what you can do to begin to be successful about managing your emotions. And first, the recognition of what's happening. If you want to know if you're crazy all by yourself, then talk to other people and find out if they're feeling the same way or what's going on with them. Throw it out there on Facebook. How are you guys feeling right now? This is my challenge. Anyone else feel this way? And then, like, you know, see what comes up or let them unload. It's very helpful to, what's the word I'm looking for? Very helpful to find a camaraderie in a group of individuals and know that you're not alone or someone else is going through it with you. Now, probably you'll always find somebody who's willing to attach to something with you. But how many times have you seen somebody go through something on Facebook and they're like, oh, my God, this just happened. It's horrible. And nobody kicks in to say, I know how you feel. I went through exactly this, or I'm going through this right now. It's usually like advice and words of encouragement and prayers for you, right? But there are times where everybody's on board. First of all, identify whether or not it's something that you did yourself or something that you put yourself in, or if it's just something that you're experiencing as a spiritual being in a human body, which is attached to moon cycles and sun cycles and what's going on with the planets and what spirit wants us to learn right now. I know that being a human is hard enough already, but it kind of takes off the pressure when you're able to recognize when something outside of you is affecting you and causing you to feel this way. So you might want to do that little diagnostic check first of all, because then you can stop beating yourself up. You can be a little easier on yourself about if the emotions that are coming through are you falling apart in all your insanity, or if it's just you're in a normal phase of energy cycle that everybody else is going through right now. And once you recognize it, you're able to get back in balance and by going through different kinds of methods of rebalancing yourself. And how you do that depends on who you are, how you work, what the issue is, what you attach to, what makes you feel good, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole lot of things. So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing, but if you had a list of one-size-fits-all things, you would be able to choose the ones that work best for you. So when Ishani and I, we have the ability to keep people grounded on a week-to-week basis. So where you might feel a little insane and break down, I'll hop on the phone with you for 5 or 10 minutes in between sessions to say, let's get you back on track because we need to keep you manifesting, or we need to get you back in a solid, balanced state.
So should there be a show called Insanity Mondays or something?
Probably. There's no day of the week that starts with I, so we might want to pick a different word than insanity. I like alliteration. It works for me.
I don't get it.
So when you have this connection with other people, then it helps take away the feeling of you being so screwed up and so crazy all by yourself. Then when you find this is a continuous feeling you have all by yourself, that's a different story. And this is where our specialty comes in. I have a coach. Ishani has a coach. We go to somebody else and we coach each other. Because there's definitely times when you should not be talking to yourself. For sure. where you will continue to say, my life sucks, I did this, I have no other choices, I can't continue, I can't do anything different, no one else feels like I do, this is all me, there's no help for me, I can't afford help, like, and on and on and on, and all the excuses and the things that we make. Trust me, when you're sick of being in that same loop, when you're finding yourself without the tools to pull your energy back up and make yourself happy and get you back on track where you know you need to be, you will find a way. I have found a way to pay $2,000 for this program or $4,000 for coaching when I needed to, when I had zero. You will find a way. You will pull out that credit card even if it hurts. You will go take an extra job. You will find a trade or a barter system. You will do some kind of offer somehow, some way. Trust me, everything's negotiable. Don't think it's this way or no way. That's never the truth. You can find anybody, any guru, any business, and there is always something you can do to wiggle your way into what you need. If it's not monetary, then it's a gift of your time, an exchange of your energy, a connection you have to somebody else. Do something. Trust me. You guys either have the money or you have the means, one way or the other. And every single time that I stepped out on faith and I did this thing, whether it was my own money or some kind of trade or barter that I came up with, I managed to save myself thousands of dollars or get paid back the thousands of dollars that I put in by having that faith and doing the work that I knew I needed to do on myself. Me being in a continuous state of emotional chaos and feeling like it was always going to be this way could no longer ever be my truth. It just couldn't. And I tell you, I broke free, I became that shiny unicorn, and my rainbow starlight that came out of the top of my head comes out whenever I decide to pull it out, whenever I need it to come out. Before we got on the show, I was drained. I was tired. I was feeling, you know, like I had a list of, a literal laundry list. I have so much laundry piled up. It's unbelievable. I almost can't sleep in this area. I felt like I had a million and one things I had to do, that I had to do. They're on my to-do list. They have due dates. I promised myself I'd do them. And I started to beat myself up for not doing them. And at the same time, I had to honor and recognize what was going on in my body. And so I reached out and I looked to others and I said, what's going on with the planets? Because I'm not an astrologer. It's not my thing. I kind of don't follow it, but I like to hear about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, totally. Don't even bother trying to do anything for the next few weeks. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm still going to move forward. But I'm not going to fight the tide so much. I'm going to be that salmon that makes it to the next leap and stays in that pool when I need to be there. But I'm not going to be that salmon that dies not eating or not resting in a said pool, just trying to get to the end of that stream.
But you must spawn.
I must spawn. I'm going to spawn where I need to spawn. And then I'm going to move on when I've gathered enough energy to go. And then I'm going to stop when I say it's time to stop. And I'm not going to let anybody else or my own guilty, shameful feelings of I must do this or I must say this or I have to take me down. You just can't do that to yourself. But you need the tools to be able to do that. You have to have a method to pull yourself up and out of that. So here we are at the top of the hour, and the show's almost done. And I need you to understand that even though you spend the time going through fears and all the issues that you have, you also have stories of times where you've transitioned out of it and you've come out of it in a wonderful, wonderful way. And if you go back to one of those moments where you had a crazy, chaotic, emotional, turbulent breakdown, whether you want to blame somebody else for it or take self-responsibility for how you reacted, that's the hard part, then it doesn't matter if somebody else was a major asshole and you reacted to it. You have the ability to have a short little burst and then say, okay, I'm done now. I had my little rant or I had my own private breakdown and I'm done and I'm finished and I'm going to move forward. So that's your choice. The rest of you will choose to keep going crazy, keep throwing hate, and then you're going to start attracting things. You're going to start reverse manifesting. You're going to start bringing things that you didn't want to happen to you And all of a sudden you're going to feel like you can blame this person for what you did or what came after it, how it felt. So-and-so started this for me, and now it's all over. That's not your story. I'm not going to let you stick with that story. My job is to help you feel complete. My job is to keep you balanced. My job is to help you know that you can do it, and you can do it at the drop of a hat, and you can do it with our help. Medium Ishani has a wonderful harem of angels and your angels and all this beautiful angelic love that's ready to step forward.
Be careful with the haram.
Not the haram, that's different.
Having a harem is haram.
No, that's a judgment. That's a judgment call.
That's true.
Let's not be judgmental.
Amen.
But when you want that, it's there for you. This is Ishani's gift, is to pull up your angel team and say, hey, we want to talk to you right now and tell you what's going on, and this is how you should feel, and this is what's really happening and available to you. And you go, oh, I remember this now. I remember this part of me being in heaven. I remember I have this option. Okay, I choose this. And then there's the other half where that doesn't work for you guys. You can't touch it, feel it, smell it, be it. It's not happening, and you're not having it. That's where I come in. I make it real for you. I will get down there and dig through the trenches. I will slide around in the mud on my belly with you with that 100-pound pack on my back, and we will do the dirty work. We'll do it together, and we will talk about what you need and what you're going through and what you can do as a human and what you can do to speak with other humans, and we can get through this. And the gift is your freedom. The gift is your emotional freedom. What is that worth to you? It's priceless. But people put a price on this, and they should. Paid significant amount of money, whether it was for a reading or for a course or to become a coach. I've paid, and I loved what I got, and I would have paid 3 or 4 times more than I actually paid for the value that I received, because I never, ever, ever had to have those shameful, guilty, hateful, angry feelings again. And if I ever do get them again, it's for a very short period of time, not the weeks or months that I used to do it previously. So if you would like to get out of this energy and you feel it's time for you to do so, I highly encourage you to either reach out to Medium Ishani or myself or someone else that you're attached to, that you love, whose message speaks to you, but do it.
So there's nothing worse. There is nothing worse than hearing somebody lie to you. It's annoying. You hate it. You remember that energy of how it feels for somebody to lie to you. And no matter how many times you tell them, I know you're lying. I have all this evidence over here that says you're lying. But for you to stay in that energy and to consistently be a part of it, you're lying to yourself. So as Crystal said, if you're tired of this, if you're tired of being stuck, you're tired of running through the muck, it's raining, it's muddy, and you can't get yourself out of the trenches, take our hand. We'll help pull you out of this. I don't want you in there alone. You're not alone. We're here for you. The angels have given us gifts, and we want to hand those gifts off to you.
Yep. Even if it's a tune-up. So maybe some of you need coaching. Maybe some of you just need a reading and to be on your way. Maybe some of you need a reading and some time to figure out what you're going to do or what your action plan is. And when you come up with a goose egg, then you call us and you say, I'm ready. Let's make a plan. Let's make this happen. I want to be accountable.
And let's turn your goose into a golden goose.
Oh, I like that. Cha-cha. So if you're ready to find your golden goose that brings you emotional freedom, money, the job you want, the person you want to be with for the rest of your life, etc., this goose exists. We have it here. Come reach out to us, and you can find me at comfysoul.com. You can download a free Angels in Your Guide booklet. And if you go click on the link that says, what is Angel Sign Language, right
download
at the top.
Download your free Angels in Your Pocket Guide.
Yes. I don't know what I said, but thank you.
You're welcome.
So you can download your free Angels in Your Pocket guidebook. And if you go click on the What is Angel Sign Language link, you can learn about how you can communicate with your angelic team, and we can have a session. So if you're interested in determining what your next step is, come find me there.
If you find yourself in this space where you're having all these emotions and you're lost, and you find yourself being more of a spiritual being, and you want help getting through that, I have a road to enlightenment. And what enlightenment is basically just shining the light on the life that you desire. And I will help you do that. I have a free, I have a road to enlightenment strategy session. I also have a free open your heart to love meditation. And what, once your heart is open, once your heart is open, you can do anything. The one thing that's holding you back is not loving yourself, not loving other people, not forgiving yourself, and not forgiving other people. And once you begin to love everybody as your own, as you, knowing that you are one, once you connect, it makes major changes. So you can go to www.pastlifeguru.com and download your free Open Your Heart to Love meditation. And again, that is www.pastlifeguru.com. Anything else?
Yes. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another.
All I'm hearing is Scooby-Doo. So with that said, I asked Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy, so all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. May the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords also be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords. And thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those who love the love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.
Namaste.